Okay, and next old business.
$10,932, Christopher Lopez. I also have a copy of the minutes.
Okay.
This was the front yard, front and side yard setback requirements. They had approval. From the county, a conditional use hearing. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
But needed your
approval for the setback?
Yes.
You adjusted the variance on the setback.
Mm-hmm. If you recall, they requested an 8.114 variance from the side yard setback.
And the front was
to add to the existing for a garage.
Yeah.
And then I added the front yard. It's non-conforming, but I just added to clean it up.
The objection from the neighbors primarily, I think, was their mailbox on their driveway. And concerns about their driveway being used and so forth. And I think it was concluded that their driveway would not be used. However, that the actual entrance would be improved in front of their driveway, which, regardless of the variance being granted or not, I think it was also concluded that it's still going to be improved. So that's, I don't see, that, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that was the main...
Well, and also
opposition.
The fact that they could, they were looking in her window with that fence along there, is that
right.
Correct?
Okay. I mean, the fence can stay, and, we're talking about a very busy road that I can't imagine that any traffic to that property is going to be any worse than what you already have on 113 on any given Saturday, Sunday, or whatever.
I agree.
I don't know. How the rest of you feel?
Well, that's the reason we have it on the table to discuss it. So that's, yeah. I agree with you. I just don't think that, I think they're trying to use this property the best way they can. But.
Certainly trying to make reasonable use of it. Yep.
Yeah.
It is zoned commercial, right?
Correct.
It's AR1.
AR1. It has been used commercial.
Right. Non-conforming. I can't see anything that would, other than the two issues that you and I just brought up, Mr. Chairman, that unless other board members have seen any other or can remember any other issues that they may have had.
I don't think the opposition was opposed to the actual variance, just the use.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
So, we're not hearing the use, we're hearing the variance.
Right.
Just let me suggest that we address the standards as the applicant did in any motion.
Absolutely.
So, if you're all ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
I have one question.
Okay.
Is there... is the side yard variance for the south side also, or just the north side?
Just the... Actually, it was for
south
the south
side.
It was for the north side only, for the building.
So there is no variance for the south side?
There's no variance
side.
Request
just the one side.
Adjacent to the neighbor. The only thing was the opposite, the opposing
one
side of the neighbor
the front.
And the front.
To the side of the fence, to the neighbor.
No, I believe
the building to the north
side.
Opposite
towards
side.
The speedway.
Right.
Speedway. Okay.
So there is no variance request for the south side.
No.
Not for the right.
Yeah, the variance request on the side closest to the speedway, my recollection, Susan can correct me if I'm wrong, is that that variance would, I think it's 1.89 feet from the property line, and they wanted to basically extend that so they could build out their garage area for the for their business.
So
it's 8.14.
I've got on the application
8.43. It's 8.14.
8.14.
So there's no further encroachment except in the linear depth of the lot.
It was 8.43, but it's been changed to 8.14.
Okay. Right.
And
then 30 variance request of 32.22 feet on the front.
Is it just to clean the non-conformity?
And that's non-conforming.
It's non-conforming.
So it's already there. So,
so bottom line is there is no further encroachment other than
what they want to add on to the back,
I believe,
on the north side.
Right.
But the driveway is going to be on the south side now, that where the fence is at.
Right, but there's no request for a variance on that. They can put the driveway there regardless.
They can put the driveway there,
and they can put their entrance there regardless. And the opposition didn't. I didn't hear that they were opposed to the other two, the variance requests, only to the use, right?
And I went to look at that too. It's a tight lot. And I can understand where they're coming from, because that driveway is going to be right next to their house, going up. And I mean, I don't know what kind of business is going to
happen. It's always been there, isn't it?
No, there's no driveway on that side.
No.
No driveway on that side?
No, but here's the thing. Regardless of the variance, mm-hmm. if we deny it, the driveway can still be there.
Yeah.
It's DelDOT's.
DelDOT will.
If we deny it, it won't be a business.
Well, now, not only that, the conditional use has already been approved.
The conditional use is approved.
So it is. We don't
for that.
The county's approved their conditional use, but they're coming to add on. They would like to propose this two-bay garage on the existing, what already encroaches.
Right. Yes.
And they just want to go down.
Down further.
Down further.
Yep.
So really, it's only affecting the north side, even though, you know, I mean, the opposition does not have to tear his fence down, correct? Unless he expands his business.
Unless he expands his business.
Per DOT. To use the combined driveway then.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the opposition does not expand his business, from my understanding,
he keeps the fence
keep
and everything
just the way he is, and he can't do anything about the conditional use because it's already been approved anyway.
Right.
And that's not what we're here for anyway.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay. I think the neighbor's fence is on their property.
Their property, yes it is.
It's on the applicant's property.
Oh, it's on the applicant's property?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what was testified. And it's on the survey.
Well, that wouldn't make it the opposition's
fence. Which they don't mind that it's there. They don't. They're not bothered by it.
Okay.
Right. Their plan was to leave it.
Yeah. This is existing wood fence is partially encroaching.
Partial. I think it's the back end or something. Yeah. Back of the home.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, if you're still looking for a motion, I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,932 for the variance of
8.14
feet on the north side of the property.
And
I believe it meets the standards for granting the variance because it is unique in the size and the fact that it is non-conforming already. I also believe that the would make a motion to approve the front yard variance of 32.22 feet because it's already non-conforming. And I believe it can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. Was it created by the applicant? I don't believe it. For what we're deciding on tonight, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that. You can, for the reasons that Mr. Hudson so stated.
Okay. By roll call vote, Mr. Rickard.
Yes.
Mr. Workman.
I agree with the same reason that was stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
And I vote yes. I agree that not possible to really develop it in strict conformity because it already is a non-conforming use, and then I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The situation wasn't necessarily created by the applicant to continue using the property as it has been. I don't think it alters the essential character of the neighborhood. In general, the area is of commercial use and a minimum to afford relief for the applicant. So, in the case of 10,932. Case is approved.